Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Kristen Shivago is here. Kristen is the author of Roadmap to Revenue. She was the first woman to sell machine shop tools in the United States. Broke through that cast iron barrier, cast iron ceiling. It's not a grass ceiling. Oh, with the tool in the tool industry, it's a cast iron industry, and she's now helping people drive their businesses, make them more successful. And she's our good friend, Kristen Shivago. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. So, Kristen, when we talk about chief revenue officers, to the degree that most small business owners actually think about that kind of a job, they think of it as that they're the chief revenue officer. What do you think?
Yeah, and that was okay for a long time. It doesn't work now. And the reason it doesn't work now is because most marketing is now digital. Mm-hmm. And
Can you define a revenue officer, chief or not so much? What is a revenue officer's assignment?
This is a person who has so much experience and has actually found and hired and managed all of the specialists that you need now, the social people, the SEO, the online advertising, the content marketing, the email marketing, and so on. All of those things are specialties, and they're all very complex and specific. And this person has had experience with those types of people and has managed them properly and appropriately for your business. So the biggest issue I have with clients who come to us is that they have hired one type of specialist or maybe two, like an SEO person and a web person, or a social person and a web person. And that's it. They sort of think, okay, I'm doing marketing.
Right.
But they're not. They're missing all of those other opportunities.
So I want to make sure that we're segregating this the way people think about this out on Main Street. So when you're talking about our chief revenue officer, you're not talking about the sales manager. You're not talking about the owner who's calling on customers, who's working on the front counter or whatever, you know, and developing that kind of business. When you're saying chief revenue officer, you're talking about the online opportunity, whether it's direct revenue or whether it's getting people to raise their hands so you can call on them, depending on whether they're a business to consumer or business to business. You're talking about the digital side of the marketplace, aren't you?
Yeah, pretty much, just because that's where marketing is now. That's how people interact. We all interact digitally.
Most small business owners don't think of marketing, though, as revenue generating. See what I mean?
Marketing, and that's why I call myself a revenue coach, because, and have for years, because they should be thinking about bringing money into the business. And it doesn't matter if it's sales, it doesn't matter if it's marketing, it's figuring out who your audience is, doing all the research, the competitive research, market research, customer research, finding out the mindset of the customer when they set out to buy, which is the most important thing. Mm-hmm. And once you understand that, what their concerns and desires and questions are when they set out to buy, then you can start approaching them and understanding their buying process. And being there for every stage of their buying process. That's really what a chief revenue officer can look at for you.
And so if we're talking about a company that there's nothing they have that they sell online, a revenue officer would be someone who made sure that if anybody was looking for whatever it is that they have to buy from you face-to-face, they can get what they need when they're trying to find out about you at 9:30 at night while they're watching television, right? You're making sure that they have access to everything that they need to know about you, because that's how people do business these days, right? They don't wait on the salesperson to call on them.
No, nobody even takes salesperson's calls anymore.
That's right.
So, you know, with caller ID and all of that, it's just, it's kind of a dead industry. And I've been telling people for a long time to bring in customer service types rather than sales types. I have a client who did that. He's an operations guy. And basically the salespeople aren't there anymore, and they just have customer service people answering customer questions, and they have a strong marketing program to bring in the leads. Mm-hmm. They still do some outbound, you know, they go after specific markets. But again, they're all customer service types. Nobody wants to be sold to anymore.
Well, this is the thing that I wrote in my book, the Age of the Customer, when I talked about relevance. What you're describing is being relevant to your customer, which is not just about having the right products. It's about connecting with them, handshaking with them. Some kind of a relationship with them that is what they want right now, what their expectations are. And as you know, post-pandemic, that's going to change again, isn't it?
Yes. Well, and it just got more digital. I mean, the coronavirus put everybody behind a screen.
Right.
That's just how business is done now. People aren't traveling.
I want to talk about that in the next segment, but back to the chief revenue officer. How do we compensate? This is an assignment that most businesses have never had. Are you talking about a full-time employee or a contractor?
Well, a small business can't afford the full-time person,
right?
Honestly. Salary.com tags him at $150,000 to $380,000 a year. Mm-hmm. And a small business just can't afford that. So it's better to find people that can do this for you. It's something I do for clients where you just, you know, you've got somebody who's completely involved in your business and they do all the right things, but you don't have to pay them that kind of money.
But when you're contracting with them, that's what you say to them, right? I want you to be my contracted revenue officer. You don't say, I want you to help me with my website. You tell them, what can you do to help me drive revenues? That's how you ask them, right?
Right. Right.
That's the big takeaway, I think, folks, from this segment with Kristen is because, yes, she's right. Most of you aren't going to spend $150,000 on a chief revenue officer, but you can hire people like Kristen who do that, but you got to know how to ask them the right questions. And they have to know that your expectations are that you want them to help you drive revenue. The book is called Roadmap to Revenue. That's Kristen's book. She and I will be right back. It's 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.